We are being recorded, and today is day 3 in our 40-day process of the Principles of Abundance. If you don't have the book, go to ValerieLove.com, click on Books, and you'll see there, there's a link to my Amazon Influencer store. And right there on the Amazon Influencers page, you can just go to the section that's Money, Wealth and Money, and you'll see the Abundance book by John Randolph Price. Another way that you can go directly to it that's very easy, also you can go to ValerieLove.com, click on blog, where I have recordings of this room every single day, free of charge. So if you miss a day, it's going to be there every day. That's my commitment. There you will see a link also to the book. So go to ValerieLove.com/blog for the Wealth and Spirituality blog. And there you're going to see day 1, day 2, and now we're at day 3. Let's breathe and go within. Pause, breathe, go within. It's called a PBG. And center in your mind and bring forward in your mind your greatest goal, your greatest aspiration with regard to wealth, your wealth. Breathing deeply and calming the mind and making the decision that you're going to do this by power, not by force. Breathing deeply and letting go of the energies and the currents that cause us to have difficulty in manifestation, fear, worry, doubt, stress, tightness, anxiety. Breathe and let them all go. Breathe and let go of what other people think. Breathe and center in your vision what you know you are creating, the wealth you know you are experiencing. And call up the feelings of it already done. It's already done. Call up these feelings of already done. This is the manifestation process. This is doing the work from the inside out. Breathe. Principle number 3. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Now let's dissect this. What is the process that we are doing every day? Well, in the book, you will see the process. Here's the process. In the morning, you write a statement. We gave the statement on the first day. The statement is in the book. It's a statement of cancellation of beliefs that get in the way of manifesting great wealth, abundance, riches, and prosperity, right? We call it warp, at warp speed. Wealth, abundance, riches, prosperity. You write that statement in the morning. You write that statement at night. I'm on travel now. Today I travel home to Merida, Mexico. I will be using a brand new journal for this. You write this statement out in the morning. You write this statement out at night. Next, you get one of the 10 principles for the day. You're going in order. So today we are on day 3. So we have principle number 3. There are 10 principles. So you'll go through all 10 4 times in the 40-day process. Now, he also says in the book, if you want to amp up your results, you're going to meditate on the statement of principle for the day. That's number 3. So all day today, you're going to meditate on number three. You're going to reflect on it for 15 minutes in quiet time. And then you're going to journal what comes to you. And then he said, if you are really wanting to up-level these manifestations, you're going to give more during these 40 days than you normally would. That way you're going to break out of your old patterns. I started doing that yesterday. I got a note. It's very fascinating how this works. I got a request from Wikipedia, which I get the request every so often from Wikipedia to give, and I do give money to Wikipedia. Well, Wikipedia said, thank you so much for last year you gave us $5 around this time. Would you be willing to do another $5? Because if everybody that used Wikipedia just gave $2, Wikipedia would be well taken care of, the foundation, right? And I was like, oh yeah, $5. Yeah, I'll do another $5. I hopped right over immediately from the email to do another $5 because I'm always on Wikipedia. So nothing's free. So why not? They're maintaining a library for the whole world. And I love libraries. I love information. Not everything is accurate, but I mean, it's a great idea. Well, I hop over to Wikipedia and I was about to pay the $5. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm in my 40-day abundance. No, I have to double this because I want results. I'm going to $10. And they said, check a box. Would you mind doing $10.40 to pay the processing fees so that Wikipedia gets the whole $10? I was like, yep, I'm going to take care of that too. I felt different. So you start to do a shift like that. And that's not a lot out of your pocket. It's a lot in your consciousness. Because you're giving money away. Anytime you give money away, you give away money, it's always going to rush to you. So I gave it. I felt so good. I feel so good. So during this 40 days, what he says is that if you tithe, and he says don't use the word tithe because tithe messes people up in the mind because we got beat up by tithing. Maybe I didn't in the cult because they didn't talk about tithing, but a lot of people might have gotten beat up in church about tithing and made to feel like it was an obligation. And if it's obligatory and if it's a judgment or there's guilt, that's not the giving we want, right? We want all giving to be loving and freely and happy and high vibration, enthusiastic to give. Well, if you do decide to give more than you normally do, this is going to amp up your results like crazy. Okay, so that's the process. It's a very simple process. You just commit to doing it for 40 days. So we'll be here Monday through Friday for 8 weeks because we're doing the process together. And because we have a shared intention in the cosmos, this cosmic energy is going forth from us every day. It's changing the whole planet into a wealthy planet. I don't want to see any more sick, dying kids or kids that don't have what they need or kids that don't have shoes or kids that don't have food. That day is over. So by you showing up here and doing this work, and by us doing it collectively, we're building up abundance all over the planet because abundance is the truth. And lack and limitation is a lie, means something has gone wrong. Abundance is the truth. Now, let's break down let's dissect today's statement of abundance. First, it says, I am conscious of the inner presence, IP, inner, capital I, presence, capital P, as my lavish abundance. Abundance is capitalized as well. So the first thing that we would have to become aware of is that the maker of the money is within. There's a quote that he says in this book that is so profound, and it's very short and to the point. Basically, what he's saying is divine mind is the money maker. Divine mind inside of you is the money maker, not your business. And as a matter of fact, please write this out in your journal. This is mind blowing what I'm about to say right now. As a matter of fact, the more non-specific, I did this, it works. The more non-specific you become about where your money comes from, the more money you'll have from all over. Here's what I mean by this. Shift your consciousness is shift your attention, your focus from money comes from my clients, or money comes from my job, or money comes from these payments that I get every single month, or every single week, or every single day. Wherever all these things come from, money comes from all these different things. No, it does not. Money comes from one place, and that is inside you. The cash machine is inside you. Now, something very bizarre is going to happen when you come to this realization. Here's what's going to happen. This happens for me all the time. Your money will come from all different places, and many times it will come to you even from places that you didn't expect. I'll give you an example. And not that you don't expect to make money from your creations. Of course you do. If you're making products and services, you're selling them. Of course you expect to make money from these things. This is what I mean. If one thing doesn't sell, something else will sell, and money will come to another account of mine. Let's say you have 10 accounts where money comes to you, or 10 streams of income. And let's say you require some money, and let's say there's no money coming from the main one that you think it's supposed to come from. It could come from number 7, and then tomorrow number 6 could be popping. And then the day after that, you could get money from number 9. So this is teaching us two things. One, you must create conduits from yourself. They look like channels from yourself to the world through which you pour value from inside yourself, in which returns in a big circuit as money. So what begins to happen is that your money becomes non-local. This is the cosmic bank paying you. Non-local. It's a very bizarre shift, because mostly everybody has a main source of income, like maybe their job, or maybe their clients, or maybe their some payment that they get every month. Maybe people get alimony. Maybe people get child support. I've gotten child support. I've gotten alimony. I've gotten all kinds of income. Until you had some main source of income. Until I realized and noticed the choice of word realized. Realized means you make it real. Now, many people have not made it real yet. It's just a thought. And that's beautiful, because if you add energy to that thought in the form of emotion, energy and motion, your feeling nature, that's the kerosene and the fire. The thought is impotent without your emotion, without your feeling, without your enthusiasm and your energy and your joy and your bliss. Yes, this is the fuel and the fire. Without that, the thought alone is impotent. You can keep thinking it and thinking it, but it's flat. It's not going to realize. It's one dimensional, and you want it to become three dimensional. And so in order for it to show up in the third dimension, you would have to add more elements to it. We call this alchemy. So here you are. You're thinking the thought. This, I'll give you mine for an example, billionaire. $2.2 billion net worth. Not even in, I'm just using dollars as a measuring stick, because I'm not going to have $2.2 billion. It's going to be, you just use dollars as a measuring stick. Like, there's going to be, of course, there's Bitcoin, there's altcoins, because I bought altcoins back in the day and I never sold them, because I have altcoins from referring people to Binance. And the way Binance works is every time someone buys an altcoin, finance gives you some of it too, right? So that finance pays you referral fees, and they pay you referral fees in the same coin that people bought. So people buy all kinds of strange coins. So I have thousands of coins of all these different things. I don't know, maybe some pop, maybe some don't. The vast majority of them do not pop. Some do. So I'm not saying that there will, if you're looking at a dollar, that there will be 2.2 billion of these stacked up to the moon, and that's my goal. That is not my goal. As a matter of fact, I'm moving to the Bitcoin standard completely. Again, I already did it before, I'm doing it again. I don't plan to have dollars probably at all in the mix, maybe just a few just to transact things here and there, right? I'm talking about the value of the things that you have, real estate, Bitcoin, altcoins, your business, the value of the assets you have as measured by US dollar terms, denominated in US dollar terms, the value of all your assets, because I like assets, businesses, gold, Bitcoin, and some of the other companies that I do have that are altcoins, right? I'm not throwing them in the trash because I got them in a period of my life when I thought they were a great idea. I feel a little differently now, but hey, things always change and evolve. Anyway, assets, assets, assets. So that's my goal. You get to pick your goal. Now, I know my goal is going to take a very long time. Pardon me. Because building anything great takes a very long time. It took Warren Buffett a long time. It won't take me as long as it takes Warren Buffett because I'm working in a different medium. Warren Buffett was working in the industrial age, and the industrial age was much slower than the information age. I'm doing it in the information age with the internet and with much faster technology, and Bitcoin can get you there probably in a fifth or quarter or maybe a tenth of the time that it takes somebody to do it in the industrial age. So we're working with energies that are much faster. So because I have this goal of $2.2 billion, I just have to ask myself, are the things that I'm doing in alignment with $2.2 billion? Where is this $2.2 billion coming from? It's coming from inside myself. I'm drawing it out in the form of value offered to other people. I'm drawing it out in the form of gifts to other people. I'm drawing other people and organizations I love. I'm drawing it out in the form of the gifts, expression of my gifts I'm giving right now. You can't outgive the universe. That's why I'm always giving. Always giving. I'm in a great big game with the universe. Pardon me. I'm not trying to give people something. I'm just giving to the universe. And of course, Miracle says all giving is given to myself. All giving is given to myself. That money that I gave to Wikipedia yesterday, I was giving something to myself. So when we look at principle number three, what are we saying here? The first thing we have to be conscious of is that the inner presence is the abundance. Okay, you're not getting money from the outside. Your money maker is inside. The next statement says, I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. What does that mean? It means that inside of you, there is a constant activity of this mind, capital M. That means divine mind inside you is not flat and static. Divine mind inside of you is dynamic, which means there's a constant activity to this mind. Is that amazing? That even when you're asleep, even when you're relaxing, even when you're not thinking about it, divine mind, there is a constant activity of divine mind. It doesn't mean busyness. It means divine mind doesn't sleep. It doesn't have to. So it's active. It's dynamic. Divine mind is active while we're sleeping. And we must be conscious that there is a constant activity of this divine mind of infinite prosperity. It's a divine mind of infinite prosperity. It's a mind of infinite prosperity. So I must understand and I must be conscious that even when I'm asleep, even when I'm not on it, even when I'm sexing my boo, even when I'm eating a delicious meal, even when I'm doing this, 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 and the other, divine mind is still active. bringing about the $2.2 billion. It doesn't mean that I get to just abdicate all my work and all my responsibility and don't do anything. That's magical thinking. You must take action on the earth plane if you want to manifest it on the earth plane. Now, if you want to keep it in the cosmic mind and enjoy it there, you can enjoy your billions in cosmic mind too. And it doesn't have to manifest in the third dimension. You don't necessarily have to manifest these things into the third dimension. Yet, if you want to manifest it in the third dimension, you will have to do energy. You will have to expend energy called action, inspired action, in the third dimension. Now, the last sentence of statement three says, and this will all be on the blog today at ValerieLove.com blog. And if you were not here for day one and day two, go to ValerieLove.com/blog, where it is the wealth and spirituality blog, where it focuses on wealth for spiritual people, wealth strategies for spiritual people, Bitcoin investing. Day one and day two are at the blog. We will be here for 40 days, Monday through Friday, for 8 weeks at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Here's the third sentence in the third statement. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Now, when you're conscious that the inner presence is your lavish abundance, you're conscious of that. And when you're also conscious that there's a constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity, you're conscious of that as well. Therefore, your consciousness is filled with the light of truth. That means there's a light, there's something emanating from you that fills your consciousness. It says, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Filled. And if your consciousness is filled with the light of truth, that means there is no room for the darkness of fear. There's no room for the darkness of doubt. There's no room for the darkness of guilt. Is it going to happen? How long is it going to take? Oh my God, am I doing this right? Oh man, they're getting there so much faster than me. Comparison, all of these other things that are really taking you down. Now breathe. Deep breath. And I'm going to wash this third statement over your consciousness. Close your eyes if you can, if it's safe for you to do so. Not if you're at work, not if you're driving or anything like that. But if you're driving, you can pull over for a moment. I'm going to wash, now that we have all of what we have now, close your eyes and I'm going to wash this over your consciousness again. Statement number three. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Breathe. So you're just hypnotizing yourself to the truth. And it's got to go deeper than a thought. It's got to be in your nervous system. It's got to be your way of being. Floor is open. That is number three. Questions, comments before we conclude?
I love number three. And I feel as though number three is a game changer. And so often we do think about all the things on the outside when all we have to do is turn on the well from within. So number three is a game changer for me, and I know that this will be what I meditate on throughout the day while I'm driving, while when I get to the gym, throughout all of my activities. This will be what I meditate on today and see how many divine ideas come to mind and see what happens. But I think this one is a game changer. Thank you.
It is, isn't it? It focuses us where the money is. Remember, family, what is a mantra of the ego? What is the mode of operation of the ego? It tells us in A Course in Miracles, seek but do not find. The egoic mind, the lower mind, the personality, will always have us looking for where it's not, to be sure we never find it outside of ourselves. Looking for money from a client, looking for money from a course, looking for money from a job, looking for money, looking for it. That will ensure you'll never find it. Close your eyes, go within, and you will find a fountain, an infinite supply, fountain, ever pouring forth, ever pouring forth. This is what you are. Then from this space within of seeing the money pouring forth from inside your heart, then you know what actions to take, and that will unfold, and they will be successful, and they will bring you abundance in the third dimension. Or I could say, not necessarily that it will bring you abundance, thanks for the correction, Spirit, it will bring you the manifestations of abundance. You are abundance. So abundance couldn't be bought to you. You are abundance. It will bring before you in the third dimension manifestations of the abundance like we had over the weekend. If you looked at us over the weekend of the Wealthy Goddess Retreat, you would have thought everybody there was rich, because we are, because we decided to be. Harmony, weren't we in a rich place? Did that look like lavish abundance? Did everything we do look like lavish abundance?
Yes, honey. From the, I mean, even the place where we did a lot of our sessions from, the pictures look like $1 million or more. Everything just exuded elegance and opulence and abundance. And I feel as though it was an excellence as well. So I know that you cannot help but to become abundantly rich if you have the mindset and if you surround yourself with it. When you surround yourself with it, you know of all the things that are possible for you, because I don't believe that the universe will show us anything that we don't have the ability to obtain. So when I'm around things, places, spaces, and people with the abundance mindset, I know that it is constantly working on my own. So yes, this weekend was amazing. The pool was just a gorgeous area, steps away from the beach. It just was more of building the lifestyle that I want to live on a daily basis. So yes.
And if you don't know, when you go to soulexcursions.world, not .com, .world, and you get our schedule, our global travel schedule for next year, for 2022, when we'll be in 9 countries so far, from Dubai in the spring at the Wealth Retreat in Dubai, and then going to the Mediterranean excursion that we have in the summertime, where we're going to be going to Cappadocia, Istanbul, Cappadocia in Turkey, where we're going to be staying in the fairyland. We're actually staying in caves. When you see where we're staying, it is incredible. So Cappadocia, we'll be hot air ballooning over Cappadocia. Cappadocia, if you've seen any scenes with hot air balloons, like 100 hot air balloons lifting into the air, that was probably Cappadocia. It was Cappadocia, Istanbul, so we'll be in Turkey. Then we're going to hop over to Greece, Santorini, and Mykonos. And then we're going to hop over to Morocco. So that's our Mediterranean excursion. We're going to be in the Mediterranean. Then later in the summer, August to September, we're going to be in the next 4 locations. And that's going to be our Indian Ocean excursion, where we go from Zanzibar, Seychelles, Maldives, and Sri Lanka, where we'll see the elephant gathering. And why are we doing this? Because we can, and because we have dreams, and because we desire it, and because we know that we can manifest it. So I'll be in all of the countries and more. I have a few more countries that I'll be going to besides the ones that are offered for, in addition to the ones that are offered for Soul Excursions. So how do you manifest it? Well, why are we doing these mornings right now? When you step yourself into infinite abundance, you'll be able to manifest all of them. When you step yourself into infinite supply, yes? So here we are, it's September, and you may be doing something today that will afford you the opportunity to be with us at the Serengeti on safari in Zanzibar in Africa, or that will afford you the opportunity to be able to hop over to Madagascar while we're in Zanzibar, or may afford you the opportunity to see the gathering of the elephants when we're in Sri Lanka. Largest elephant gathering on the planet happens once a year. What you're doing right now could afford you the opportunity to be with us in Dubai in the spring. So what are your aspirations? Hop up on stage and let me hear, what are you manifesting? So I know, I just want to hear from, let's say, two or three people. Tell us what is your goal? What is your aspiration? Here come our queens and goddesses. How you loving, like princess? How you loving, Denazia? Here come our goddesses. How you loving?
Yes, ma'am. I am loving it, right? Yes, ma'am. Indeed. So I no longer have a day job. So I can continue to work on my personal aspirations to the universe and for the universe to, you know, give back to me. And praise God. Amen for that. And I am solely satisfied with that. As far as, I know I need to get rid of some stuff in the house and the storage and some stuff like that. And then as far as my aspirations, I knew before I began the trip to Miami that God was like, you need to clear your schedule. You need to get rid of some stuff. I've already lined stuff for you. These are your alignments. When you get back, you need to do a pictorial of your trip. And then you need to go ahead and hit news stations. Because you have a book that has been published, and the person who published you was featured in Oprah. And you just went on this trip, and it was featured by CBS and everybody else from you, so, you know, and then he said, and God, I was like, okay, God, all right, I'm gonna get my stuff together. I'm gonna work on some things. Let me go and get this tutorial together and get out there. They don't know you exist. Let them know you exist. So I said, okay, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let them know that I exist. And especially with the lingerie line coming up, so, and I already ordered some more fabric already for the lingerie line. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to do what I do. I'm just going to be me. And that's where I'm at right now. And I am solely satisfied with that. And I'm loving what I'm doing. And I'm complete.
Beautiful. You know, Denazia, I was reading your book, Thank You for the Gift. Thank you for the gift. Thank you. I really appreciate that you gave a gift to all of us. That was so beautiful. Thank you for that, that giving. And I was reading your book on the chess pieces. Is this the book that you're talking about that you're going to be?
Yes, ma'am.
I love this book. I said, Denazia really writes. I like your style of writing. I like the chess pieces. I like how you laid out what these chess pieces are. And I'm thinking, I never knew chess was like this. I mean, I've seen people doing this thing. I never understood what they were doing, and chess didn't appeal to me. I like it. I really like your book. I would put that book on Amazon. Is it on Amazon?
It is on Amazon for sale. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it in paperback form? Because the one we have is spiral bound.
I gave you spiral bound because I only printed spiral bound for like 5 copies, but the rest of them are paperback.
Oh, okay. Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful job. Sell that book. Get that book into people's hands. That's your charge. Sell that book. Get that book into people's hands. Congratulations. Thank you. Lake Princess, and then Jamila, and remember, we're being recorded, so don't say anything you don't want the world to hear. This is going to be on the blog today.
myself. I finished part one at the retreat, and part two I'm looking at now for the Destiny Oracle and things like that.
Oh, how did part one go for you? Meditating on your galactic signature.
I think I kind of cracked. I know you said it can take years, but I feel that I have cracked it. I put the code in the mantra in my own words. I'm at a red light now. Maybe I could breathe some of it.
But we've got to also get to Jamila, and we're not going to be here very long this morning. So, yeah. Real quick, tell us what your aspiration is.
My aspiration is to put myself out there more on social media so that I can gain a following, and that will be one of the processes that money does come in my hands.
Okay. What do you ultimately want to be doing for the money to come to you? Do you want to be singing? Do you want to be, for me, it's teaching, because I love teaching. So I teach, teach writing and speaking and books. That's what I do. What is it? Singing will be the means that the money comes to you?
Singing, yes, the first thing that will show coming through to my hands, whether it be TikTok residuals or actual live performances. I do see myself making my money from my music.
Okay, beautiful. So here's what I would offer for you, if it's okay, if I can offer you something about your aspiration.
Of course.
Okay, what I would offer is not narrowing it down to TikTok residuals, or I have to build my social media following so that. I would simply focus on the desire itself. So the desire itself is to make money, to receive abundance, to receive manifestations of abundance, great, vast manifestations of abundance from singing. So we don't know where spirit is going to take you with that. And we don't even know if the platform that is going to be the ultimate winner, game changer for you has even been invented yet. I'll give you an example. When I made the intention, YouTube has not been invented yet. YouTube, so I couldn't have said YouTube. See, we don't know how it's gonna happen. So if we get into the so that, I've gotta build my social media following so that, or I've gotta do this so that, just jump straight to the so that. No how, no means. I don't know the means. I don't have to know the means, because the universe has that. I had no idea I would be on YouTube, because I know what YouTube was. YouTube wasn't invented. I was standing on stage in front of a group of people. I wanted to teach, and that's what I do. I would have had no idea that I would have been making money using Sam Carter as a tool, one of the many tools that I use. I didn't know anything about it. So when we get into that lane of the universe, we get into the woods, into the thicket, and we're off in the bushes. Stay on the aspiration. For me, $2.2 billion, I have no idea how I'm going to manifest this net worth of $2.2 billion. I have no idea how I'm going to become a billionaire. I see how it's unfolded. I would have never thought it was going to be Bitcoin. Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe I would have thought it was going to be books, that I was going to be a billionaire author. But I ain't mad at how the billionaire happens. I write books, and I'm going to write the next book and the next book and the next book, whether it sells millions of copies or not.
Right?
So stay on the thing that is the thing, singing. You see, I stay on the thing that is the thing, writing and speaking. Now, the ways that spirit will put that out there, I didn't know anything about Clubhouse. Clubhouse wasn't invented when we started, right? When we started our work, Clubhouse wasn't invented. I didn't know people would pay me on Clubhouse. I get money on Clubhouse. I didn't know they were going to put a little money thing at the bottom of my profile. Did anybody know that? So you can't map out means. Is this helpful, Lake Princess?
Yeah, like you're just saying not to put myself in a box, because I think so much about the plan too much, because that's always been what I've been asked to come up with. Like, well, how is this going to happen? The same things don't fall in your lap. So I'm obsessed with strategy sometimes.
And what's your galactic signature again? galactic. Wow. So that's beautiful. You're going to take it to the galactic level. You're not thinking in terms of human. And you're not thinking, as a matter of fact, did you write out the statement yet from the 40-day process that we're in? Because there's a part of the statement that applies here. The statement, we're talking about the statement that is the one where you write it out in the morning and the night. You don't know what I'm talking about? Not the principle for the day.
The statement, but not the principle?
Yeah. There's a statement that we write out every morning and every night in the journal. It's on day one. You heard me read the statement. So go to day one on the blog. But there's a line in that statement. So there's two things that we're working with each day. The statement that you write in your spiritual journal, it does not change. You write this statement 80 times. You write it once in the morning and once at night for 40 days. So you will write this exact same statement for 80 days. Then in addition to that, the second part of it is we have 10 principles. You do one a day. That changes every day. So the statement, and this is all in the book. So everyone get the book. This is all in the book. Go to ValerieLove.com, click on blog right now, and you will see the principles of abundance. It's called...
I ordered it.
Yay! Goody. And you'll see the process in the book. And follow the process to the letter. Now, what it says in there is this. This day I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. You see, there's a statement in there that says, there's a sentence in there that says you must renounce your humanhood. You're not human during these 40 days. You're going to be a divine being of God, which is really what you are. You're just pretending you're a human. You just have a human aspect, which we honor and love and adore. We're not throwing away our human aspect. We honor, love, and adore. We're going above the human aspect. And the human plants. Because A Course in Miracles tells us that a healed mind does not plan. Because a healed mind is a mind that is completely in harmony with the universe. That doesn't mean you don't have the date of the retreat. Of course we have to make a what looks like a plan by saying, okay, we're going to Dubai on these dates. Okay, we're going to these countries on these dates. Isn't that a plan? It's a divine plan. I didn't make it up. I sat still and went within and asked. You see, you can tell when you're hatching a plan, and you can tell when you're manifesting a divine plan. When you're hatching a plan in your third dimensional mind, the personality, there are some very specific symptoms. And of course, Miracle says one of the symptoms is you get excited. And what is excitement? Excitement is just a hair off of fear. So you get excited, like, ooh, this is going to be so good. Haven't you ever done that? You wrote out a whole plan. I've done that so many times until I stopped. Because the plan didn't ever happen like I said it was going to happen. Have you ever written out a plan and you got excited about how the plan was going on paper, right? The second thing that you do when you're hatching a plan out of the little egoic mind, you start assigning roles to people. They didn't ask to be part of your plan, but you start saying, oh yeah, so-and-so can watch the kids. Oh yeah, so-and-so is going to do this for me. So-and-so. We start assigning roles to other people and what they're going to do, and they don't know anything about the plan, nor did we ask them if they want to be part of the plan. So no hatching plans in the little egoic mind. You're going to go to your galactic self, and you're going to be aligned with a divine plan that's already, you already made the divine plan as a soul before you came here. There's already a plan, so you don't need to make another plan. And that plan is foolproof. Yes? The divine plan for your life. Yes? Or the blueprint. Okay, Lake Princess?
That was a lot, but yes.
Good news, it's all recorded. It's going to be on the blog today, so you can play it and listen to it several times over. How does that sound?
That sounds good, thank you.
Yes. Lake Princess, I tell you one thing. I freaking love you. I saw your hair. I'm like, this crown is fabulous. Oh my God, do your thing. And that song was ringing in my soul that you sung over the weekend yesterday. I was like, fuck you and fuck them too. Yeah, You got it. You got it. Run with it. Run with your gifts.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations. All right, Jamila. How you loving?
I'm loving. How are you, mother?
I am blessed, happy, thankful.
It is always a blessing to hear your voice and my sister Taya and seeing everybody here. But to answer your question, I have been and still am. Just want to do a little broader scale. My crystal healing business, and it's not, I really don't like to say the word business because I really love to do this. So basically what that is I program the crystal frequencies of different crystals and element stones, and I put them into many things, into lotions, into yoni washes, into, I even inter-crochet them into blankets and wearable things, and I also work with candles and herbology. I'm heavy into herbology and homeopathy because I am now in quantum university, so I can do quantum healing. And so I'm trying to think, I have figured out, I just don't know what you call it. I kind of put all of that together because I really enjoy healing people, especially in this day and time we're living in, with, you know, so many manifestations of illnesses and what God wants us to heal on the many surface levels of our beautiful beings and bodies. I have found one of my purposes, which took me a while, and I have to thank many people for that realization of what my purpose is, a part of it, because I believe that you just don't know it in one shot. You keep on knowing and peeling off those layers of yourself as you grow chronologically and spiritually. But I must thank you also, Mother Taisi, for helping me with realizing that purpose that I have in assisting God and assisting humanity and our people and my animals. You know, I love my fur babies. I also do crystal therapy with animals. I particularly love pregnant women and children, and because I love the results from them. But that's what I'm doing. I want to bring it more widespread, and widespread for me is also to teach this, because I can't teach it, and I just want to see it widespread. I just love doing this, dealing with herbology, quantum medicine, and programming these crystals for better vibrations, for manifestation on the molecular and cellular levels of our bodies. It's really quite amazing. I have myself seen wonderful results, and in the money area, I have seen results. And again, I would like to thank this wonderful group, because we had groups before Mother Kaisi, and I'm telling you, that stuff has stuck with me. If anybody's new on to this vibe with Mother Kaisi and Sister Taya, I'm telling you, there will not be a regret. It's kind of like hypnosis. Whether you believe it or not, it's going to work.
I love that.
Yes, ma'am. But that is it. I thank you for the opportunity to use this microphone. I feel it in my gut and in my solar plexus, because this is like a universal, like a literal universe microphone. So whatever Sister Lake and Denise, I don't know how to pronounce your name, sis.
Denelzia.
Denelzia, this is not only a recording. This is a literal universal megaphone. You have shouted it out.
Amen.
To the universe, and I'm telling you, like hypnosis, it's going to work whether you believe it or not, or whether you think you're not doing the right steps or not. You are. For the mere simple fact you are thinking that, you are on the right track. I'm only a bear witness of, because of my experience of my journey with Mother Kaisi and other wonderful people in my life. So that was it. But thank you so much.
I call Jamila the great mother because she is just that. And she is quite a unique and rare, powerful queen goddess. I just freaking love her. So
I accept that.
For real, that's That's the truth of my soul. Oh my goodness. Some people just ring in your soul, you know, and you're one of them. I'm so thankful. I tell you one thing. I couldn't do this without all of y'all. I'd be crazy. I could not do this without community, without all of us. And I hope no one out there is trying to go it alone and do it on your own. It's not going to work. Get together. Get together with a lot of people that want to do the same thing. Yesterday I was in a room. We'll close with this. Yesterday I was in the Breakfast of Champions room here on Clubhouse. And Danelle Delgado was talking. And she said, help more people. Just get more people. Just can't you help more people? Of course you can help more people. And she's looking, what people can I help today? And get out of yourself and get over yourself to get to more people. Let's get some more people and some more people. And when you meet up with the people, put them in pods. She talked about people pods. And this is powerful. And I think I was doing this unconsciously and not really aware. Some people are not able to invest $5,000 right there in the current state of affairs, the state of consciousness, and state of desirability and all of that. So what if you have people pods for people that invest $37 or people pods for people that invest $100? And then you have people pods for people that invest $25,000. And you have people pods for people that are on YouTube with you. And you have people pods that are on, you know, you can have these people pods. And who are you talking to? Yourself. So it might sound like a lot. And it might sound like a lot of people. Well, I'm only ever talking to myself. And aren't you worth it? Aren't you worth it not to be obscure? Aren't you worth it for your voice to be heard? Aren't you worth it for your gifts to reach all the members of humanity that your gifts are supposed to reach? I can't sit down and be still, pardon me, and not then get up after being still and be certain and hold the intention and do what is required for my gift to reach every person on this planet that my gift is supposed to reach. Your gifts are supposed to reach many people on the planet. Who are they supposed to reach? That's your job. Get it out there. Because you're the lighthouse with your light turned on, giving at a very high level, consistency. The lighthouse, you know, and in the dark night, the lighthouse doesn't turn the light on for 10 minutes and turn it off. Then turn it on for an hour, then turn it off. The ships are like, where are we going? Confused ships. Because the lighthouse is not consistently lit up. This doesn't mean you're supposed to be on social media all the time. It doesn't mean that at all. It means, are you consistent? What if you show up for 15 minutes a day, Monday through Friday? Are you consistent with that? So that people can actually find you. That's why I show up in these different places. Because I know there's people on the planet that my gifts are supposed to touch and reach. So I just show up different places where people are. Just show up where people are and start sharing your gifts and watch what happens. I love you, everyone on stage. Thank you for coming up. Let's send some love to everybody in the world, everyone in the room, on Clubhouse, everyone in the world. Love you. Have a beautiful day, family. Love you. Love you, love you. Peace.
Peace, everyone.
Yeah.